evening, ladies and gentlemen. Having a little trouble getting onto the Skype. I guess the Skype don't like me, and I kind of got an idea why. Remember last night they flew the old Chinook helicopter over the house right when I was about, when I think I was talking about William P. Barr, you know? But I'll get back to him in a minute. So I don't want to waste the time here on this. Let me go directly to what we're talking about right now. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you, there is. Now, over the Great Lakes today, there's two P-8 Poseidon aircraft that are flying over Michigan, Lake Michigan, Lake Erie. There's several RC-135 surveillance planes. They got tankers up there to keep them all up. I mentioned to you last night, I said once again, that it's a strong probability that the Russians have, through the St. Lawrence Seaway, back a while back, brought in the on bigger ships, on tankers, and on fishing vessels, and big cabin cruisers, and not necessarily with the Russian flag, but just ones where they could hide their nuclear bomb tsunami subs, they call theirs Poseidon. So we have P-8 Poseidon aircraft looking for their tsunami megabomb, megaton bomb, tsunami torpedo subs that can lay on the bottom in deep water and just sit there and then be activated at a later time. So they're doing that, I think, once again, and I think that speaks to the fact that there's probably a high probability that the Russians do have those subs, those tsunami subs. What are they, 100 megaton that can create a tsunami 1,000 feet high? That they probably have them in Lake Michigan, Lake Erie, possibly Superior, and others, okay? So consequently, you've got people looking for them. And the P-8 Poseidon planes have the best sensors, and they're the sub-hunters. Now, they've had to bring them back from somewhere because they were over the pond, have been over the pond in the Pacific, and also in, the Black Sea area and the North Atlantic. So somebody brought them back because the threat is here, and it's already here. Now, that does not bode well. If you're sitting there and you're thinking about that, then what if they blow in Michigan? Well, there goes Milwaukee, Chicago, a whole bunch of places, right? And then the water comes on into the Midwest. You blow Erie, you're going to get it too, and you get all that down, you know, all the different rivers and all the things. And what you've got is you end up with a in the middle of the country, you end up with a inland sea. It'll take out from, well, I don't know, let's just say from Chicago, Milwaukee, Chicago, and all of that, or take it all out St. Louis and go on down the line. And then you've got the map that years ago that the U.S. Navy talked about, a future map. You had a lot of other people talk about the future maps where there would be an inland sea inside the United States and that there'd be no bridge across. It might be 50, 100 mile wide. Okay? So it splits the United States in two. Now let's talk about that, because that is a big, strong deal. And you don't put P-8 Poseidon aircraft, two of them, over the Great Lakes, along with several other RC-135s and KC-135 tanker planes. You don't do that unless there's a real possible threat. So I'm telling you, we got to keep reminding them of that. And if you're in any of those areas, you need to be figuring out, you're going to have water. You're going to have a lot of food. And then because there's going to be a total destruction of the banking system, of the the basic fundamentals of society, if you want to know. It's going to destroy a lot of agriculture and a lot of animal husbandry, you see. It's going to hit the corn and the beans. It's going to hit that and then go all the way down into the rice and all the different things. And then you're going to have all kind of trouble. So I'm going to tell you, if you're not buying actively from your list, going to your most needed list of items to make your own general store or own supply sergeant, warehouse in the military, And I'm talking about water purification equipment, Berkey water purification equipment with the black Berkey filters. Those will do 3,000 gallons approximately each filter, according to the company, and will take out 99.7% or whatever it is, 99% of all the chemicals, the bad chemicals, as well as taking out the viruses, the bad bacteria, and the bad, protozoas and all the different organisms that can be in there. So consequently, that's the first thing. Then you need containers to put the water in. They need to be ones that you can carry. Need to be ones that you can carry, one in each hand, okay? And that's the key to that. And then you're going to need food, long-term storage food if you can get it. Although you need water to reconstitute it, don't you? So I've told you, you might as well get some regular canned goods. You might as well get some chunky soup or Progresso soup. But no, it's not the health food of the year, soup. But it's a ration, and by golly, you can get a ration, you can keep alive, and you got strength to fight. Because something's coming this way that is so wicked. You got Evil Jack Scab, Evil Jack Scab, Evil Jack Scab going after Trump. Going after Trump again and again and again. And they're going to do that. They're going to try to put him in prison, a pre-trial detention. They're going to try to do that. But I'm going to tell you what, they're starting to figure it out on TV. You just done put together the good old rebel boys plus the good old Yankees plus Hispanics and blacks. Now, how's that for sensibility, CIA? Or, of course, you want that old Ordo of jail. And, you know, it's kind of really interesting. I talked about old Bill Barr last night. I read to you out of Terry Reed and John Cunningham's book, Compromise, Clint Bush and the CIA. And it's chapter 17 out of the New Covenant. Well, I tell you what, old Barr was back on the day. Now he's trying to, like, crawfish a little bit on the fence post and then still say that Trump is guiltier than you know what. And that reprehensible conduct and blah, 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 blah. Well, how is this reprehensible conduct? I'm going to read a little short passage here. Stay with me because this is real interesting. Back in the late 80s there, at Camp Robinson outside of Arkansas, let me see if I've got the date of it. Let's see. You had Robert Johnson, who was AKA Robert Johnson, who was William P. Barr, who was then, I think, Assistant Attorney General, U.S. But in the what I read the last time, I'm going to read you tonight, he works for the CIA.
Hawk, you're a little muffled.
Okay, I'm yelling into this phone.
Yeah, don't yell.
Okay, I'm going to try it. Yelling into the phone again. I'm going to try this. Camp Robinson in Arkansas. Yeah, Robert Johnson, who is really William P. Barr. And Assistant Attorney General back at that time, although he sells all these guys, he worked for the CIA, and he's representing Casey, okay? So you had Asiaka Hida. Let me give that name again. You had Bill Clinton, Bob Nash, okay? You had Max Gomez, who was really Felix Rodriguez, John Cathay, who was really Oliver North. Then you had Terry Reed, who was a contract agent. Then you had resident CIA agent in Arkansas, Akahidi Sawahata. And then Johnson had been sent from Washington to chair the very deliberate, delicate operations briefing that would hopefully extricate the agency from the entanglements that are becoming a messy situation in Arkansas. Well, I read to you that last night, but you can get the book, Terry Reed, John Cummings. You can get the book. And let me read to you from this a little bit tonight. This is from page 230 on the book here, in the hardcover. It was the spring of 1986, just over a month after Barry Seal's assassination in Louisiana. Clinton was facing a very tough and dirty re-election campaign. His Republican opponent was certain to be ex-Governor Frank White, the only man who had ever defeated Clinton. The newspapers were filled with stories about Clinton's brother, who had been convicted and served time from federal drug trafficking charges, giving White the dirt he needed to launch a serious and damaging political attack. Roger Clinton had rolled over and turned informant,
enabling the Fed to begin an investigation of investment banker Dan Lasher, a close personal friend and campaign contributor of Clinton. The investigation, it was clear, would spill over into Lasseter's firm, possibly exposing CIA money laundering and other possible legal activities.
The investigation of Clinton's brother had been carried out largely by the disloyal state police officials who were backing White and without Clinton's knowledge. When the inquiry was first initiated, Terry Reid wondered whether a coup was building. Clinton was clearly in big political trouble, and his demeanor now was not the cool and composed man as seen on television. Perhaps the CIA and the Reagan administration wanted another Presidente, a Republican one, in its banana republic. Rumors were also running wild that the bond underwriting business, in which Lasseter was a major figure, had been used to launder drug money. In addition, the candidate White had another big issue to run with. He would charge later on that Clinton was directing Choice's state legal work as bond counsel to the prestigious Rose Law Firm, where his wife Hillary was a senior partner, and Clinton had...
I'm getting that in a minute. And Clinton, to be careful, exposing some of the MENA drug operations would be the death blow to his reelection hopes. And if that weren't enough ammunition, the governor was also facing a possible state budgetary shortfall of more than $200 million. By his comments, the governor's political problems and his potential exposure were clearly on his mind. Clinton showed his contempt for the young man from getting my brother arrested and bringing down the Arkansas bond business. Your meddling in our affairs here is going to carry long-term exposure for me. I mean us, and that are we supposed to do? Just pretend nothing happened. He was angry. Exactly. Pretend nothing happened, said Robert Johnson, a.k.a. Bill Barr. Timothy sent back. It's just like the commercial. You're in good hands with Allstate. Only in this case, it's the CIA. End quote. Johnson paused, took a long deep breath, and continued. Mr. Clinton, yeah, if you will, some of these loose ends you refer to here are definitely brought on by your own people. Don't you agree? I mean, your brother didn't have to start shoving Mr. Deal's drugs up his nose, and your friend Lester has been plotting to do well as if he's trying to bring you down. We're having to control the SEC. This is Robert Johnson, a.k.a. William P. Barr, who then was allegedly assistant attorney general in the United States. We're having to control the SEC and the IRS to keep them afloat. Our deal with you was to help reconstruct the South, Johnson type, making the term Southerners hate. Since it reminds them of the post-Civil War Yankee domination of the South. We didn't plan on an Arkansas becoming more difficult to deal with than most banana republics. This is turning out to be almost punitive. And then things are bouncing in the bottom line. Don't sit there on your black truck and take this message, which is against the ship. Thank you all for asking for support. Tell him about people bribing your federal agents. It was getting to resemble a verbal tennis match, as bodies and being robbed. He each one is more interesting from the comment about being okay to do the person feeling back what he does intelligence network theory. And then, wow, I just can't with you, just right and shot, a.k.a. AMP Bot. Wow, I just can't. This is close, by the way, in the book. With racist stories like that, the federal government discriminates educational black community here. Not in reality, just that. Also, I can tell you, the mutual opportunity is there. Now, expect the government's army takes the property of the year. Johnson continues. This year we made was the longest and highest money we made down the desert. What we didn't plan was a year ago,
Attorney General William D. Barr, who works for the CIA and was controlling the money laundering from the CIA drug deals and the drugs and the Contras in the MENA, Arkansas, and laundering through the bond business, the Arkansas bonds. So when he goes after Trump, maybe if somebody's got old Trump's really the guy's number and can tell him about it, that they ought to get the book. Compromise Ken Bush and the CIA by Terry Reid and John Cummings, and go look at Chapter 17 about William P. Barr, a.k.a. Robert Johnson, okay? Now, I've asked Terry Reid directly about that, and all that's true. I've talked to Terry Reid years ago in the 90s. Used to see him quite frequently. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this guy, William P. Barr, Mr. Holier Than Now, is coming on, but he wanted to straddle the fence today after Trump's lawyer went after him last night and after perhaps somebody reminded him that he used to be Robert Johnson and he covered up all the CIA drug trafficking, money laundering, and all the stuff in Arkansas with Clinton. You got that out there? That's what it is, isn't it? That's all the goofball stuff that you got, right? And that's the kind of thing that this government is filled with. DOJ, crooks. FBI, crooks. A lot of federal judges, crooks. CIA, evil crooks. Although there are some good people there, too, and just like there are some good ones down in the FBI, in the lower levels. But I'm telling you, this thing is going the wrong direction. They're pushing for a civil war in the United States. And then remember Dimitri Dudeman. Dimitri Dudeman, who came here from Romania and told all the wonderful stories about he was able to smuggle the Bibles and get them in. And then when he came here, then he gave the prediction or the prophecy, and that, let's call it a prediction, and he said that when in the midst of a civil war that the communists have started, Russia and China, but mainly Russia, will hit key targets because they know where the nuclear weapons are stored and they're going to hit key cities and key targets inside the United States and blow them up with nuclear weapons, okay? Now, this thing, they're starting to push the shots again, the batches, and then now we've got what? We've got other new diseases, don't we, and other new things. We got dengue fever, all right? You got dengue fever. You got that, you know, in a lot of cases in the United States and Puerto Rico and different places now. That's a hemorrhagic back fever. We also are putting out a new vaccine, and they're trying to make it without it, without the beta, without that beta testing, or without the testing that RFK Jr. is talking about. They're trying to make it, approve it quick, approval for children for an Ebola vaccine. An Ebola vaccine, which when they have looked into it, allegedly, from what I've been able to read, they said that this might allegedly actually give people Ebola and potentially be able to transmit the Ebola and then spread it. Then we've got the Red Chinese secret lab in Reedy, California, with all kind of stuff in there in the vials and in the mice. Some alive, some dead. And they got all the kind of stuff. They've got all the kind of STDs as well. Now they're sitting there, then what are they going to do? Well, maybe they go over by all the military bases and give it to all the ladies of the night. Or maybe they bring in some special, the snakeheads bring in the special Chinese hookers, all right? And they give all them this stuff. Inject them with it, all right? And then turn them loose at a good, cheap price, you know, for the whole bit, for the fleet, or for the Air Force base, or whatever. Now, that should not take place, but always that does take place. So let me tell you, they're talking about putting this in a lot of people. They were going to use this and use the mice then and do that. Now the fleas get on the mice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now that's another portion of the whole gizmo, is that typhus is now back. Typhus. Typhoid fever. Typhus. And then you can catch that from cats or dogs or mice or other rodents or whatever, or your chili willy, bilby, furby, or whatever you got, you know, the little guinea pigs and stuff. You can get that if they have a fleas, and they catch that, and then you give your kids the typhus, okay? So I'm going to tell you, you need to be careful, and you need to be alert, and you need to be on your toes and quick watching the paint dry, and you need to go out, and you need to produce as much as you can so that you can take extra, take a little bit extra to go and get yourself the water purification, the food. And right now, ammunition seems to be more plentiful. But food and water are starting to go bye-bye, all right? You don't think water's not going bye-bye? Well, what do you think all this black smoke is dropping into water all over the East Coast and the northern tier of the Northeast? The black sooty stuff going down into the water, all the things. So now, let me go here and see what I've got right here. U.S. FDA, oh, here it is, approves Merck's Ervebo, that's Ebola Zaire vaccine, live for use in children 12 months of age and older. Ebola vaccine. Merck continues process in helping to protect people at risk of Zaire Ebola virus disease. And this is out of Rahway, New Jersey. Merck. The vaccine was previously approved for use in individuals 18 years or older. Ervebo does not protect against other species of Ebola virus, okay, or Marburg virus. You see, Marburg is another species that got in from the same monkeys from the I could tell you the name of the corporation, but I'm not going to. They were in the same monkey outpost in Africa. They were all Marburged up. But it only protects against Ebola Zaire, okay? But not the Ebola, other Ebola species or the Marburg virus species. So we have to give you something else for that. Now, what are the problems with it? The effectiveness of the vaccine when administered concurrently with antiviral medication, immune globulin, and or blood or plasma transfusion is unknown. They don't know if it's effective or not. Did you hear that? Ervebo also includes a contraindication for any individual with severe history or severe allergic reaction or anaphylaxis to any component of the vaccine, including rice protein. Ebola virus disease is contagious, potentially deadly in both children and adults. They're proud of the approval, but they don't even know if it's going to be effective. So I'm going to tell you what. This thing is getting really dangerous. Remember Brother Quayle years ago used to say, a shot in the arm, a shot in the head, either way, you're going to end up dead. And then he used to talk about the where you take one shot, and that shot didn't work. So then they have to give you a new shot. And then that didn't work, then you give you the third shot, and then bingo. Then people start dying, allegedly, of all kinds of diseases and heart problems and all kinds of stuff. And, Pfizer, I guess in Australia, the Pfizer employees, they were given a special lot of the Pfizer vaccine. Did you see this? Well, it was a special lot for the Pfizer employees in Australia, and probably as well. They gave them a harmless saline solution. But then they said it was the vax, so they were covered. But then they had to give the vaccine to everybody in the military, every pilot. You want to know why there aren't any pilots on these airplanes or air traffic controllers? Because they gave them the vax or had to take the vax, and a lot of them were smart enough not to want to take it. And those that do are now having a lot of heart problems and all kind of stuff, you know? It's just crazy. And, upper respiratory and this and that and the other, and you know what? So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going wild weasel. Going wild weasel. And let me tell you this. I've got something here. Let me go ahead and put this out. Lady J, who has been all over the Blue Ridge and the Smokies and goes to various places to stock up on all the things. She talks to us. She knows all the people at all the grocery stores and Walmarts and different places like that. And she was talking to somebody about what they're talking about, the potential bread shortage, a shortage of bread, okay? And basically, let's see if I can find this right here. I'll pull it up and read it to you. Oh, here it is. Bread. The bread itself, you see, is supposedly getting out of stock or going to be, and then so she asked the bread person there at the store. And the bread person there at the store said, hey, what do you mean coming shortages? I ordered 97 flats of bread. And this was in a Tennessee store. He said, I ordered 97 flats of bread. I only got 27. That's over a 70% missing from the deal right there. Okay? 70% missing. Now, what do you see when you get the Lake Superior, Michigan, Erie, and all the different ones come flowing down the center and take out a whole lot of the corn crops, the soybean crops, the barley, the wheat, the sorghum, all the different things, plus gardens, plus bridges. And that is enough to come down the thing there. That will destroy the banking system. Essentially, because it will knock out a large portion of all kind of stuff. And That is just exactly what the Russians or the Red Chinese might want to have happen after the tit-for-tat, the floods, the 140-year floods in Beijing, okay? Now, when you say the Russian Chinese, the Chinese are loaning the Russians money and are buying their oil. They're also sending arms to them. And then they have also then, both of them have treaties, war treaties and defense treaties with Iran, with Syria, with North Korea, with all kind of different places. So this thing is going to get wild here before too long. And then I hear FEMA and everybody's talking about they're in October. They're going to do a drill where the deal is going to be that and it might be a martial law drill. So maybe that's when it's going to happen, you see. Maybe that's when it's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe it happens before then. But all I know is when you got another day in you, thank the Lord Jesus and go to put some more chunky soup or progressive soup or Denny Moore stew or roast beef hash or corned beef hash or whatever it is. Cans of corn, green beans, all the different things. The only trouble I ever have storing for any long term in a regular can is seemingly fruit, because it seems to be the sugary, you know, it tends to eat the side of the can. Because cans ain't as good as they used to be. They're making it out of aluminum. And I don't think, and with the popped up, they're not as strong. But anyway, in my estimation. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking about a possibility of a bread shortage, perhaps you should go get flour. Yes, get wheat. You know, the red wheat, the yellow wheat, all the different stuff, and have that in the buckets. And you can grind it, make your own flour. But I have also gone, and over the years, I've gotten the big bags of all-purpose flour and bread flour and different stuff, and I put them into the food-grade plastic containers with the screw-off top. Okay, you can get the ones that pinch on, or I bought some of the extras back in the years ago that you could screw them off, and it was easier to do. And then I put in, you can put in oxygen absorbers, you can put in food grade diatomaceous earth, oxygen absorbers, different things like that, and seal the thing up. And then you got flour ready to go. But then you need salt and baking soda and baking powder and all of that. So you need to get large amounts of that as well. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want bread, that's what you're going to have to do. I also put back crackers and different things, and I figured keep them in the pack and put them into the basket, into the food-grade buckets, that maybe some of them will survive down the line as well. I don't know that they will, but I'm telling you, I'm going to have me a little something to eat, and I'm going to have me some poke salad or some dandelion greens. Get the ones that they don't spray next to your neighbor's yard or something like that. Go out in the field somewhere where they got them and they don't do mess with them. Get that. You can also look, and I've had over the years, I remember when I was a kid, I found blackberry bushes along an old fence row of an old barn that then the farm had kind of quit because the school then became right next to it. They just had a path for the kids to go through the school. But the old farm or hedgerow or the fence row was there, and there was all kind of blackberry bushes there. We used to pick them and eat them. You know, there's apple trees. I'm going to tell you, if you want to do some good for yourself, go ahead right now and plant dwarf apple trees or dwarf pears or the dwarf lemon trees, the Meyer lemons, or the dwarf orange trees. Put them in the big bucket. Put them in there, put a little fertilizer, just a little bit, and then water them. And I'll tell you what, you know, in a year or so, you're going to have lemons. You're going to have no scurvy in your house because you have lemon or oranges, all right? Look up dwarf fruit trees and check the different providers of those. I think there's one there in Mexico, Missouri, and there's others around the country. You need to get some of that as well. Ammunition. how many thousands of rounds are you going to have? Because I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what. Multi-thousand rounds is what you're going to need. You don't think so? Well, just think about it. When they come to kick your door down and take your food. When they come to take your food, and if you say anything to them, they're going to kill you, and they grab your children and grab your wife and take them and then keep your house. So I'm going to tell you what. Sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. Sharpen your Tommy Hawks and sharpen your machetes. All right? Put your boot knife down in your boot. Have your extra two or three pistols on you with extra rounds. Get your PASGAT helmet or your Mitch helmet that'll turn a 30 cal or shrapnel off your head. Get your level 4 vest. You can go to sportsmansguide.com. You can get a level 4 vest, which will stop, I believe, a 30-06. You can look it up and other things. And you need to see that and to see where they've got them because their prices are not too bad on those. I bought level 4s years and years and years ago. They came out of, I believe, either Croatia or one of those, or Serbia, one of those places. I think they were Croatian. They were made in Germany at the time. Okay. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff could get wild weasel real quick. The banks were looking at the possibility of a collapse of the banking structure. And you know what? The BRICS meeting, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa are meeting, I believe, in South Africa on the 8/22 to 8/24. This is supposedly when they're going to roll out the usage of the new partially backed by gold Chinese yuan currency. Now, that might be delayed because of all the flooding in Beijing. I don't know. But quite frankly, that's the idea and the game played, and they're going to not require it for oil as they once did. Now, what does that tell you? Well, what does that mean for the dollar? Oh, that means nobody's going to have to buy dollars in order to buy oil or to buy anything from anybody else. They can just bypass all of that and go to whatever currency they want to go with. That the Chinese will take or the Russians will take for the oil or the Iranians will take for the oil. Oh, man. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is just getting to be wild. It's getting to be really wild. In Iowa, I don't know if I covered this or did I cover this? No, I don't think I did. Dysart, Iowa. The Red Chinese went after, I think I did cover this, went after seeds in Iowa, corn seeds and soybean seeds, et cetera, the hybrid ones. They stole a whole bunch of them. In Kansas, they did that as well. They stole rice seeds in Kansas. And then over in Missouri, they went after a cyber attack after farm management and seed company management, computer system. And then they had a meeting up there talking about it in Iowa today where they're trying to say, the politicians are saying, hey, you know, these guys and the farmers are saying, you know, every time they steal this stuff, we have to pay more for it the next time from the seed companies. And then the Chinese are already then reverse engineering or redoing their own seeds. They also could figure out, one farmer up there, a woman, said they could figure out how to goop us up and destroy our food crops by looking into our seeds that we're using. And our food is national security, and they can, if they don't want to grab it themselves, they could destroy a crop or two, and then they could have theirs planted somewhere else. Now, apparently, back in 2011, there was only about, I think they said there was only about 16,000 acres or something like that, I don't know, of Chinese-owned farmland. Maybe it was 76,000. Now, as of 2021, there was 386,000 acres, up 486%. I'm going to tell you what, to all you peace officers, all you sheriff's deputies, all you police in the small towns and the big towns, you're going to have to start looking out for the red Chinese. They're already here by the thousands and thousands and thousands. They're giving their orders to them through interesting little tricks with the shortwave radios, with the HF, and with also taking that and going down even into the not only the ham bands, but going into the the other radio, you know, like my old never mind, I won't tell his deal. But the radio that you're going to listen to for the truckers, right? Where you had the old Cobra, or you said, this was bouncing Bingo Bean calling to a Red Dog, you know, that kind of stuff. Come in there, you know, Breaker 19, all the different things, you see. They're giving them instructions through that. They got these big ranches next to these Air Force bases. Now you got the Chinese producing all of the bioweapons and chemical weapons up there in California. Probably introducing them right out there in the Travis Air Force Base, you see. And the other places out there. All the bases in California, they probably got, you know, you better watch out. You know what I'm saying? I told you last night about the Chinese spies who came in, who were like, came to the United States today, joined the Navy. And then bingo, now they're spying for the red Chinese. This stuff has got to stop. If you see something like that, then you better prosecute them up quick and grab them. Down, I know, in the crossroads down there in Texas, they had they stopped the one lady that had about four or five of the red Chinese guys. Who had no IDs, no pocket litter, nothing. Just sitting there deaf and dumb, you know? And then she said that she had a bad tag or a bad driver's license. And then they sat there along the road holding them. And she was supposedly going to take them to Houston, to the Hilton Hotel. Well, Houston was where the big red Chinese spy operation was run out of. They were getting ready to reconstitute it. All over the years, all of the chemical plants and oil refineries that blew and the fires and explosions and the recycling plants and all those things. The fertilizer plant up in Texas, more north of Houston, more up in the central Texas. Do you remember all of that? Well, now's the time to get them. Well, you know, these red Chinese, they had stopped by the road. They were told to let them go. By the federal attorney. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. We're at war, I'm going to tell you. You are the people who are going to have to defend the United States. This is 1776 time. You know what I mean? You're going to have to be the one. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to have continuity of cul-de-sac, okay? Continuity of rural route one. Continuity of neighborhood. That's kind, okay? You're going to have to be the one that protects your street, your area, your cul-de-sac, your rural route, hopefully with two or three other your farm buddies or your ranch buddies. You're going to have to be the one that protects it. And I'll tell you what. When they say to all of the police, the families of the police and of the deputies, all of them, it's now time to place your family into the protection of our hands, and we'll take your family to the safe spot. Well, where is that? Where are they going to be so I can come get them when it's all over? Oh, we're not going to tell you. You might get captured and they would get it out of you. But we'll keep your family safe. No, what they've already talked about, and I've heard talked about on the backside, is that they're already going to use your family as leverage to make you do things against the population that you swore to uphold and protect, you know, with the Constitution. I mean, people in your county or your township or your city or your state, they're going to keep your family on the hostage trail and say to you, well, if you don't comply with our wishes to go and to take those things and take down that entire block and kill all those people and take their food and take their weapons and ammunition, well, then we'll just have to start with one of your family members. Get this camp with two or three other different police or deputies or something. Get a hunting camp or a, you know what I'm saying, a house in the country. Proof it up. Make sure one or two good people are there all the time to protect it. Put the families in there. Load it up with food, water, ammunition, all kind of different supplies of all types. Make sure that, and I'm going to tell you another thing. You got to make sure that you've got a good quality new military grade gas mask with the full nuclear, biological, chemical, radiological filters. A couple of them for each one, and then at least, at the minimum, a Tyvek, T-Y-V-E-K, F, or better quality suit to protect against radiation. And you need to start to read up on different things about how to protect from that. You can see in Dare to Prepare by Holly Dale. It's got all kind of information on radiation and how to protect. No Such Thing as Doomsday by the Philip Hogue. That's another good book. There are other good books, but you need to think about it, research it, and then there are plans to make expedient-type shelters in basements and different things like that. You can also go if you're out and about. You can also go and you can drive into the underground parking garage. Go down to the bottom level and see, or, you know, at least the next to the bottom level, and stay in there and stay in your car. That will help be helpful. There's all kind of things to think about when this stuff might come down the road. Now, let me tell you, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed or welcome, an ounce of silver, a silver quarter, dime, half, whatever. A little bit of gold, a little bit of platinum, whatever it might be. Or a check, or Federal Reserve notes. Federal Reserve notes, probably the easiest, along with a bit of silver. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com or at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Steve can still get you silver or gold, or he's got all kind of other things. And by all means, get his new DVDs, Lies of Men and Gods. Get the one on the Mega Drought. Okay. You can pick up the different things. I think they still have a good sale on these on any of the conferences that were at Branson that you might want to get and to pick up at a greatly reduced price. Also, any books that he's got left, if you want to tell somebody, your children, your grandkids, about how all this got started, about the Luciferian deal, and about the giants and the fallen angels, and how the Nazis took Antarctica back in the day, and basically, in a sense, won the war. Brother Steve Quayle, you tell him Old Hawk sent you, 406-586-4840 or stevequayle.com. Now, our good friends, the Nunemakers, Nunemaker, they're tremendous missionaries that have been in Asia for over 50 years in various places, and they're the ones that we've been doing the Indochina Bible Project with. But then the Bibles are getting hard to come by over there. They don't want to print them up. So they're trying to shut down Lord Jesus and our Father in Heaven's holy word, trying to shut down the Bibles in those Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, I don't know about Thailand, but Vietnam, and then the Shan states of China and Burma, Myanmar. That's Indochine. that you can still get, because there are some of these mountain villages that are still able to get some Bibles to them. But there also, there's one that's just booming, and others are booming too, with new recruits to the Lord Jesus, new Christian soldiers, okay? And they're getting so big, they need to build a church or build a bigger shelter. We're not talking about a cathedral, but we're talking about building a big wooden building and wooden, and, you know, and brick building or whatever, as simply as can be done. But the contribution will either go to the Bibles and songbooks in their native languages, or it will go to this one church in this period of time. Anything is most needed and welcome. Send it to the Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Bible, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we got all kind of stuff going on here, I'm telling you. All kind of stuff going on. And I'll tell you what, they don't want to, even my computer doesn't want to come on anymore. You know that? You know that? They're trying to goof my computer up here. Okay, here we go. Okay. And then Bill Gates, the experts, they're going to go, they're wanting to get the get it on to kill all the people off on the planet. They're going to weaponize mosquitoes for population control. Looks like Gates succeeded in his quest to use mosquitoes to attack human beings. They use this means to push more deadly vaccines, you see. The vaccines will kill you if the mosquitoes don't. Ah, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yes. And then watch all these things. Watch these Chinese spies out in San Diego and in L.A. in the U.S. Navy. I can't tell you that this is going to be all okay, because it ain't going to be all okay. And you know who told me that? Matthew 24, Luke 21, Lord Jesus in the red letter edition. Wars, rumors of wars. Famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Ah, man, man. And then Ukraine hit one of the Russian ships in a port. A naval port with a drone, tit for tat for the Odessa hits and all the different things. So the price of grain's going up because of all of this. And meanwhile, they're talking on TV about the election. I don't know if there'll be one, you know. But I'll tell you what. I wasn't sure I would vote for Trump again. I liked his policies, all that, but I figured this ain't going to sort itself out by that time. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I don't care if he's if they've got him on the third tier of Leavenworth, you know. I'm going to vote for him, because I'll tell you, this crap has gone all wrong. And they're going to try to come for you, and they're going to try to go to civil war. And in the midst of the civil war, to meet your student start, that the communists started, then Russia will hit this one and that one and the other cities, Las Vegas and different ones that he names. I think Miami, New York were part of the ones that he named. I forget all the others, but you can look up Dmitry Duduman, D-U-D-U-M-A-N, Dmitry Duduman, prophecy about, or prediction about, the communist civil war, and then the Russians hitting us with nuclear missiles. Remember Henry Gruber talking about the Chinese and the red and the Russians and the red Chinese, remember? In it together. Well, all that's come to pass, isn't it? All that's come to pass. Ah, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Gonna be all kinds of shortages in food. The average cost of flour jumped over 28% since last year. The average price of sugar, which you're also going to need, increased to nearly 22% higher than last August. At the same time, eggs are almost 40% more expensive than in 2021. Chocolate is pricier, too, up 16.4% since January. One predictable result of the rising cost of these baking supplies is a higher price for chocolate chip cookies. Okay, well, I don't. That's good to some. They cost, okay, never mind. But anyway, there's all kind of different stuff that's going to disappear. And I'm going to tell you, I just have some thoughts, you know, rope, you know, like size of rope, you know what I'm saying? Maybe in different lengths and sizes, maybe 120 foot. You're going to need some of like the figure eight stuff and the different belts to maybe rappel, okay? Oh, man, it's just so many things to get and so many do it, but you got to work your list. You got to get your list and check them off as you go and work them more rapidly as well as you're always what you do is do methodically work the list to get the next item. I'll tell you what, instead of getting a new EV truck or something like that or some kind of deal or the big price to go on vacation to Bora Bora, Hawaii, or, you know, wherever, something like that, somebody might be thinking about, you might want to look into RVs. You know, the basic RVs, all right? Don't go into there losing grain knife. You've got to fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and your Bill of Rights. Stand for your farm, your rancho, your business, your house. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and strike blows down upon them with the electromagnetic pulse weapons tonight. Bending the rings, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPool, baby, your best spot test in a whole lot of ways. Squeeze that trigger, Mickey. Road and track in Little L. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. He loves you. Always call on him if you need him. Keep up with your studies and get some books to read. Read about the math, the science, the history. And say hello to your mama and your daddy. They're good ones. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare.